This week on The Puffin, Stephen Harper is Skynet. Canada reduces cancer rates by exporting the cancer. An ebook company wants libraries to have the shiniest data. And lastly, Colonel Gaddafi explains everything he knows about women.
Good evening. Welcome to The Puffin.
In our weekly asbestos segment.
It's been a tough run for the weekly asbestos segment. We usually don't have a lot to talk about on it.
Yeah. Apparently, Ottawa, the title of this article is Ottawa Quietly Cuts Funding to Asbestos Industry Group.
Yes.
And this article has cleared up a lot of things for me. One that, we make a lot of this asbestos stuff.
Tons.
But because we can't use it to build things here, we send it to poor people.
Who'd love to have some asbestos.
They would love to have some of the asbestos. But the article isn't about that. The article is about us cutting funding to an asbestos lobby group. Apparently the federal government annually provides $250,000 to a Quebec-based lobby group that convinces other countries to buy cancer-causing asbestos from us.
I have to even take that one step further.
Okay.
Why are lobby groups getting money to lobby?
I don't know.
Why would they get $250,000, which they would then invest in turning around and lobbying the government right back?
I don't think they're lobbying our government. I think they're lobbying
foreign governments.
Foreign governments.
That makes more sense.
Could we make all this illegal asbestos and we don't know what to do with it? So now there's this industry of asbestos lobbyists who travel the world trying to convince poor, dumb people to buy our cancer.
My grandpa was an asbestos salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Just went door to door, slinging asbestos.
He died at 21.
Well, he was pretty poor and he tried to eat the asbestos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, that was a bad move.
Can I mention something unusual about asbestos?
Please do.
That might be a bit of a tangent. I went to Wikipedia and looked up asbestos.
As you do.
I don't know much about asbestos. I know that it's bad for me. As far as I know, there's a brand of cigarettes out there called Kent Cigarettes. Mm-hmm. They make cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Already a pretty bad thing for you, right?
Terrible for you.
From 1952 to 1956, Kent Cigarettes made filters out of asbestos.
Oh, God. correct me if I'm wrong. It's, I don't really smoke.
Uh-huh.
Isn't the filter the part that you place physically in your mouth?
Yes.
And the part that you inhale the already noxious fumes through?
Yes.
Wow. So when they were calling them cancer sticks...
That thing is 100% cancer.
You're effectively smoking a tumor.
If we have any older cigarette-smoking puffin listeners... we would love to hear from anyone who was a Kent brand man in the mid-50s.
I'll be amazed if you're still alive.
Bump, bum, 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 bum.